Blog Talk Radio.
Get lifted. They already know what time it is. Go ahead and get lifted. Get connected with people who's getting lifted. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. Let's do it.
Get lifted.
Yep. Back, hold back. I want the whole damn bag right now. I want the whole bag, the whole bag. I want the whole damn bag right now. Say, them bills do. Popping the seal is the only thing that heals you. And that 9 to 5 is how you live, but that kills you. It fucks with your mind. Got a motherfucking price on your time. I ain't lying, man. I wrote this on somebody's clock. One of the days where it felt like the time stopped. See, I worked a double that day, cause my car note was late. Starving artist, but that gig keeps some food on my plate. So I'm clocking in daily, seeing my family rarely, making it for barely. Man, it's starting to get scary, cause time is of the essence. Man, I'm here, but am I present? Just got my paycheck, is what they paying for my presence. Nah,
I need the whole bag, the whole bag. I want the whole damn bag right now. Say, I want the whole bag, the whole bag. I need the whole damn stash right now. Let's get it.
No turning back now. Had a prep talk with the uni back on track now. As a matter of fact, I'm ready as I ever been. Ready for my cock in the beat when I pick up the pen. Like, get it in, let's get it in. Take a little time for to see what I see. Cause I'm looking in the mirror, checking the illest MC. They trying to figure out why I like girls in my sheets. My mama telling me that I should use my degree. I told her I want the whole stash, the whole stash. Plus I got $1 million rhymes in my notepad, I know that. And they say you died with your dreams, so this casket never closed. As long as you believe, man, I'm doing me. Even if I gotta do it by myself, I don't pick the cards, I just play the hand that I'm dealt. Never felt like I should spend my life working for another person. I'ma touch this meal before I leave the earth. And every time I hit the turf, I be chasing that bag. Like Oscar with a black man. Never had, now I want it all. Not a portion, cause time is of the essence. It's precious, make yours a fortune.
I need the whole bag, the whole bag. I want the whole damn bag right now. Say, I want the whole bag, the whole bag. I need the whole damn stash right now. Let's get it.
Yo, what it do.
I appreciate everybody for tuning in on another Sunday
with Magic Love on Get Lifted Radio.
For sure. That was our guest from last week.
Whole bag.
I want the whole bag. The whole bag. I want the whole bag right now.
That was Yells. Follow Yells on Twitter
at YELZ. You fly. Yells, you fly, the letter U, FLY. And you can follow her on Instagram at _YELZ. Also follow her promo page, Team Yells, YELZ. And for those of you who are just tuning in, and you're just getting familiar with the Get Lifted Radio Pack podcast. I was going to my Boston accent. My bad. Let me get back into my right character. But anyway, for those of you who are just getting tuned in and familiar with the Get Lifted Radio podcast, it's a platform that I started 2013. I felt like it was something that I can kind of give back to the industry as far as on the independent level. I was very hesitant about doing it because I'm an individual who likes to stay behind the scenes. Nonetheless, this platform has opened up a lot of avenues, not just for myself, but for other artists. And I'm a firm believer in creating avenues and empowering unity. I feel like when you unite with the correct individuals, you network with the correct individuals, big things happen for everybody. And so when you open up these platforms such as I did, I just want everybody to know the platform is for everybody. It's not just for hip-hop artists. It's not just for African-American people. This platform is open to everybody from all walks of life. So if you're a life coach, a fitness trainer, an author, shout out to my cousin, Robert J. Moore. He's an author. Anything you got going on and you just want to share a story, your journey, like, please don't hesitate to contact us at getliftedentertainment.com and go ahead and submit your submission. Whether it be you want to just submit a track, maybe you have a commercial for your business that you want us to play in between tracks, something like that. Like even if you want to send us a drop, send it in. You know, I'll make sure that we get it played here and spread your word. But today's guest, she is from Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm excited to interview her. I'm familiar with her. And I am very proud, I will say, of her growth. It's always interesting to see artists, you know, they come, some artists come and go, some artists stick with it, some artists stick with it and they give up. But then you see those who they may have backed off for a minute to reevaluate things, and then they come back to the forefront and they come back ready. She's come back ready. So, you know, what we're going to do real quick, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Get Lifted_Radio. Before we bring my guest on, I'm going to get into another track. This track right here is one of my favorites. Also one of my favorite singers, Jenna Fair. She's originally from Chicago, currently residing in New York, definitely doing her thing. Make sure you follow her on Twitter and Instagram. I am Jenna Fair, J-E-N-N-I-F-A-I-R, Jenna Fair. I am Jenna Fair. Here we go with Pickup Lines.
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Pardon my interjection. But you so bad you stopped the intersection. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You so interesting. And I got time, I'm looking to invest in you, my dear.
Yo. That was my girl Jennifer, boy. That voice. Why? Jennifer. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, Instagram. I am Jennifer. J-E-N-N-I-F, as in Frank. A as in Apple. I. R as in Robert. I am Jennifer. Check her out on Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, you know, all that good stuff, Pandora, all that stuff y'all be subscribing to, paying all that good money to. Go ahead and get that on your playlist. We appreciate you. With no further ado, though, I am definitely going to bring Miss Mango, Troop Mango. We got Troop Mango in the building, definitely for show on Get Lift Radio today. I appreciate you for being our guest.
I'm still in. Hey,
what up? What up?
Thank you for tuning in. I'm excited.
Definitely. I appreciate you. As always, you know, artists are lazy. And so just the fact that you're taking out the time to build your brand, you know, you're reaching out to different podcasts. I see your music has been reviewed on some other radio podcasts and shows and things like that. So big ups to you for taking the initiative to do what it needs to do to get your name out there and to be heard and not sit back and wait for others.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you. It's a lot of words.
The crowd wanted to get behind you. You got some fans over here, you know what I'm saying?
Thank y'all for tuning in. Feel free to call in. I'm open to any questions you may have, any feedback or support. I know a lot of people, they kind of got some questions, but were afraid to ask about my relationship status and things like that.
Oh, I'm asking. I'll listen to the lyrics.
And I'm ready.
Oh, I'm asking. No, but on a serious note, though, just let everybody know, you know, I let people know you're from Jacksonville, but are you originally from Jacksonville? You know, did you relocate there? Just give us a little background.
Yes, I was born in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. My father was in the military. I think we were there no more than a few years. And since then, I have been in Jacksonville my whole life. So I represent Duval 100%.
Duval.
Yeah.
You know, I hope I did it right, because you know they put that stamp on in a minute. That ain't right.
You did it right.
Okay, I did it right. I know you're a big Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
Yes, I love the Jaguars. I had season tickets the other year. I may get season tickets again, but I don't know, because my goal is to get those field tickets. I feel like those are the top of the line, to be on the field. And I think it's a package where you get to be in a locker room, too. I got to look back into it. But, yeah, I think it's definitely good for the city. It's nice to have something to do and somewhere to go on Sundays. So, definitely. I was able to get some pictures with some of the players a couple of years ago. So I like the Jaguars. My goal would be to sing the national anthem at the Jaguars Stadium. I know that's
put it out there. Put it out there, honey. Put it out there.
I'm working on it.
Make that happen. I'm behind you 100%. It can be done for sure.
Thank you.
So, you know, as I was talking before I brought you on, I had mentioned that I had knew of you as an artist. Obviously, with me having partnered up with a couple of guys in Jacksonville, Florida, and we had the recording studio, some certain projects and things like that had came through the studio. And then there was an individual, I'm assuming that you were getting to know during that time. And then he came to the studio a few times, so, you know, but I never really seen you pushing your music up until recently. And then when I listened to the song, and then I noticed some of the activity with this individual is no longer there, I'm like, see, situations will make you pursue them passions. So give us a little bit of background, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with Heartbreak? What's up with Heartbreaker, the new single?
Well, the song, I mean, people like to say, is that based on your relationship or a past relationship? I think it's like, it's part just talent and part experience. So a lot of what I write, it has to come from somewhere. It has to be something I heard, something I seen, something that I experienced. So I think naturally, even though I don't want to admit it, naturally it may have been from that relationship or a relationship before that. That's what I think is just part talent, part just experience. I think that played a part in me writing that.
So when you you said people had questions for you in regards to your relationship status. I know a lot of guys probably want to know, like, you know, how can we get up on True Mango? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I say people have questions because I don't like to put my business on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I've learned even to keep the good really off of there. Every blue moon, I would post a picture just so people know. You can let them know. But they don't have to know all this detail. I don't have to post no long caption. But I know that they wasn't seeing that anymore. So they were probably like, what happened? What happened to y'all? And is she single now? I never even posted when I was single or what went down. Mm-hmm. So I know that's something that kind of threw them off. But, yeah, for now, I'm definitely single. I feel like certain relationships, you're just not going to grow from. Sometimes the situation just holds you down. Like you said, I wasn't really doing my music, but mm-hmm. I was around someone who did music. And sometimes everybody thinks it's cute to be with another artist, but sadly, I don't know if it's a male ego or whatever the case may be, you still have to be underneath that person. Like, they're okay when... if you do good, but you can't do better than them. It's sad when it becomes a competition with the person that you're with. Even if it's not that, I think as women, we do so much for a man, trying to cook, trying to maintain the house, trying to uplift them and support them to where we forget about ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what happened. You just naturally neglect yourself and your dreams and goals. And a lot of women, we gotta be more stronger when it comes to ourselves and make sure we're okay before giving our all and support into someone else.
That was a very interesting statement that you made when you said that it feels like you're in competition with your mate, who may also be an artist. And I can only imagine, like, how that may be, especially with a guy. I'm not even an artist, and some of the egos that I have dealt with and some of the incidences that I have been involved in since I started being in this industry, helping artists develop their brands, it's totally amazing to me how, you know, offended a male will be to see what we're supposed to be is a black queen doing well. Why is that a problem? You know, like
yeah.
you said, why do you have to be underneath him? Why can't you be the shining light that may draw light to him? You know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. That's one of them strange things.
Yeah, I will never put this stuff on Facebook, but I know everybody's tuning in, and sometimes they just want to get to know you as a person and your situation outside of the music. So I'm definitely opening up today, and that's just how it is, and it's just not going to work in a situation like that. If I can't be the best that I can be with the person that I'm with, it's just not going to work, you know.
I totally agree. At the end of the day, when you join a relationship, I think a lot of people forget that a relationship is combining. I feel like it's combining lives. You know, it's combining each other's journey. So some people get this mindset like when you get into a relationship with them, it's supposed to be about everything that they want to do or everything that they have going on. Completely wanting you to shut everything down and everybody out that you had obviously a part of your journey. So the fact that you were strong enough to see that and also remove yourself from a situation where you felt like, you know what, I'm not going to grow from this. And I just posted that on my Twitter. If it doesn't feed your soul, why are you giving it attention? You know?
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Big ups to you.
It's a quote. Let me cut you off. It's a quote that I say too. I posted this a couple of times on Facebook. It says, you cannot shine being a shadow. That's something that I always relate in a situation. Like, I can't shine and be myself and do my music when I'm a shadow to somebody else. So
right.
I can't do it. I'm very, very happy with my life now and on the path that I'm going. I don't have time to worry about if somebody ate or somebody else was being at somebody else's show supporting them. Guess what? I'm performing at my own shows. I'm not in the shadow anymore. So I'm very happy about how things have changed for the better.
I'm very happy for you as well. I'm sure that those who know you can see and hear the happiness. So, you know, you keep on your path and you don't allow any situation, whether it be family, friends, or another relationship, you know, determine your journey and what's destined for you. Because at the end of the day, obviously you're a talented young lady. You're getting a lot of good reaction from your single heartbreaker. And like I said, just keep on pushing. There's going to be those challenges that come your way. But as long as you know what your destination is, you're going to get there.
Thank you.
For sure. So while we talk about heartbreaker, we're going to get into a quick song break. I want to play the track. For those of you who are tuned in, I appreciate those tuning in on the line. Shout out to my cousin Robert for tuning in. I see you posting on Facebook. Anybody that's a caller, if you have a question for Mango, please make sure you press the number 1 so that we know you have a question. And we'll definitely make sure you get on the line to get your question in. In the meantime, follow her on Twitter at sweet_Mango, MayNGO. Follow her on Instagram, sweetheart_Mango, MayNGO. And here we go with Heartbreaker right here on Get Lifted Radio.
Bye.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Don't tell me that you care. Rambling on and on how much you love me. You don't mean it. Never did. I wished upon a star that our love never ends. Oh, gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gonna let it go. I don't wanna be friends. Frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy.
know I played you when you came in unprepared. You fought months and months to try to get me, just to lose the best you ever had. I wish you did your part, so the love would not end. Gotta let it go. I don't wanna be friends. No. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. You're gone. Took advantage. I'll be laying with someone new by the time you regret it. I just wanna tell you that I'll never take you back.
I'll never take you back. I'm not a singer, but you know that's one of my favorite parts. Heartbreaker by Mango. What it do on Get Lifted Radio. Y'all make sure you follow her. Follow her on Twitter. Sweet_MAYNGO. Follow her on Instagram, Sweetheart Mango. Make sure you stream her music on Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play Music, Deezer, Amazon. I mean, the list could go on and on and on. There's no excuses why y'all are not supporting the artist. Everybody has their phone in their hand every single day, all day long. So make it do what it do. Add Heartbreaker to your playlist. So let's see here. Mango, we got a caller. Hold on. Let me get the caller. So what I'll do is I'll state the last four digits of your phone number. Please respect the guest. Don't be disrespectful to the guest. Don't be disrespectful to the platform. When you come on, you can state your name, and if you like, state the city that you represent. And let's see, 1180. We'll go with 1180. 1180. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio.
Yo, Mango, how you doing?
Hey.
Feeling that Heartbreaker song.
Who checking in?
MT from H-Town.
What's up, MT from H-Town?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm all right. Feeling that song. We're going to definitely support it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you for calling me in and your support. Thank y'all.
Definitely. So MT, are you an artist?
Yeah.
You got a company? You want to shout out anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm shouting out to the whole H-Town, SUC, Hammer Productions, MT Entertainment, you know, the whole city of H-Town.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I appreciate you for calling in, representing and showing love to Mango. And if you're not following Get Lifted Radio, please do. I love to cross-promote and share what other people got going on, man. You can follow us on Instagram at Get Lifted Radio.
All right. I got y'all.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me in.
You're welcome.
Question for?
Yeah, Mango, you doing any shows or anything?
Yeah, I've been performing locally. It's an upcoming show that I'm hoping to get on with the industry artist. I won't say who just yet because I like to make sure stuff fall through. But definitely that, and I'm actually looking to start performing nationally. So I'm excited,
okay.
And I'm ready Just follow me and stay tuned. I'll post it and let everybody know. But definitely it's going to be more shows.
Okay, that sounds like a winner there.
Thank you.
I appreciate you for calling in, man. Stay tuned in.
I will.
All right, for sure. Shout out to H-Town.
I love to get some support.
Okay. Nothing like support, man. Especially, you know what? Speaking of support, how's your reception been in the 904?
Very, very supportive. Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
To be honest, people have been supportive of me even before I really had anything out. I think they kind of had the vision of me and they seen
mm-hmm.
or the potential that I had. So I cannot complain at all about people here. I know people say, oh, they don't support. And I wonder if they don't get support or are they overlooking the people that do? Because, and that's one thing I've always focused on was the people that do support.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter if it's a select few, if they support me, that's what was my drive. That's what kept me going. I didn't care. And my goal was to prove to the people who I felt like didn't support me. So if I feel like, okay, if I see a family member, they're supporting this other artist, but they don't support me, I don't really take it personal. That drives me because I know I need to work for the day when I see them support me. And when I see it happening, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. When I see the people who never, ever, ever like anything, and not to say because they don't like it, they probably just don't see it, period.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start getting interactions from other people and the people who I feel didn't support me, I know that I'm on the right path. So I've gotten great support here. I can't really complain at all. The only support I felt like that I didn't get, and sadly, it'd be the ones closest to you, the ones that's waking up to you, not because they don't support you, because they're kind of nervous about what you may become.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing that I could say kind of affected me emotionally.
Yeah, I can, to be honest with you, I had to learn how to not allow close family and friends, even people
mm-hmm.
that I've dated, not supporting what I had going on. And a lot of it is people don't understand entrepreneurship. You know, we're raised to work for money instead of learning how to make money work for us, right? And so we wake up striving to go to this 9-to-5 every day like that's the best thing in the world, but we're living a life where we got a cap on how much money we make every day because we're going to hit somebody's clock and they only allow us to work 8 hours. So
exactly.
To me, I just feel like the lack of support for people who are on an entrepreneur journey is because people don't understand financial wealth without believing and feeling that you have to work someone's job or you got to go to college. Because even I went to college and here I am pursuing something that had nothing to do with me going to college for political science.
I agree 100%. It's like we have to get more into the entrepreneurial mindset. I know my niece and my nephew, one of them said, oh, something about college, and I wanted to tell them, like, you don't have to go to college, which is a great
mm-hmm.
accomplishment. I started going to school, but I didn't finish really because I was paying out of pocket. And I feel like I got to
mm-hmm.
pay all this money, and somebody else get to go for free, and I couldn't afford it. I took that money and I paid my bill, but really that would not be my first goal that I teach a child. I would
mm-hmm.
teach them start a business, any type of business, something that you are passionate about. Think of ways that you can make money. It's okay to work for people, but that's not the final destination. You have to be ready to, because like you said, you're only limited to working for this company, and you can only make so much, and then you have to answer to them. Not saying that owning your own business is easy, but you're not being limited. Like, they can be rich, but you can't. That's not gonna work.
That's not gonna work.
It didn't take me until last year to really understand. I always say that worker mentality is dead. It didn't take me until last year to really see it, and it really is dead. And I see people saying, "Oh, $12 an hour, this and that." And I'm thinking, you could be making so much more. It's no money. How much they pay me, I don't want to work for somebody, especially when I can make a lot more. And I make pretty good money where I'm at, but it's beside the point. I don't want to work here. If you, like one guy I had, I was trying to do some renovations in my father's house. He's really good, but he was working for another man, which limited him from really doing the project at my father's house. And I'm thinking, there's so many of these houses that can be renovated. He can make good money, but he was stuck on just being available to working for someone else for, I think, 17 an hour. He's like, oh, you pay me 17 an hour, but look how much you just made with this one project. So, yeah,
right.
I understand we have to do what we have to do, but it shouldn't be set forever that way.
Yeah, and like you say, you got to start somewhere. We're not saying, you know, don't go get a job if you don't have any money, because in order to build anything, you have to have an income coming in from somewhere, or you better have some really good ideas of execution and making your numbers grow really fast to a point where your return revenue is coming in and you're able to live comfortably off of that. As far as I know, that takes about 3 years at least. You know?
It takes time. So, it definitely takes time. But if you got a plan, you'll be okay.
Definitely. And that's a big thing. Like, people sit around, beat themselves up, be mad at God, whatever God you may serve, and then say, you know, well, I've been praying and I've been doing this and I've been doing that. Yeah, but what is your plan and what are your actions? Like, what have you actually been doing to get towards that destination? And when you're in a place and you feel lost, it's almost like people give up, but that's the point where you should drive harder to get to where you're going.
And I would say, too, once they get there, don't forget about your family and your people. Like, my goal now, even with music or my personal life, I want to make sure that my family is good. You know, I want to make sure that my father's house is in order. I want to make sure that my mom, she wants to start, she's a CDL trainer, so she wants to start her own business. So I want to make sure she has everything she needs to do that. And they shouldn't have to ask. I feel like we need to support family and make sure they're good also. That's how you get blessed, by being a blessing to other people.
You're so definitely right about that. And before we get any farther into our interview, I want to take another caller. For those of you just tuning in. Me too.
I don't know.
Y'all, you just lighting it up over here. You just got the dashboard lighting it up. But I'm going to take a caller. For those of you just tuning in, please respect the guest. Please respect the platform. I'll state the last four digits of your phone number. If you like, you can say your name. But please shout out your city and where you're representing. 7703-7703. You're live on Get Lifted Radio.
Hello. How y'all doing?
What up? How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing all right. I'm very blessed. I go by the name of songwriter Heart of the Pen. I'm calling from Parkersburg, Tennessee.
Hey.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
I'm calling from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right.
Yeah, man. How you doing, Mango?
What's
Mango?
College in Nashville, man?
How you doing? This is actually a very talented songwriter that I'm planning to work with. We've been in contact for a couple months now. I do write my own music, but I am looking to work with other songwriters as well, and he is one of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
Go
ahead, man.
I want to call in, Mango, to congratulate you on your single that's been out for a while now. I just wanted to tell you that I'm proud of you. I wanted to also encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, keep going on the path that God has you going on. And I just really called just for some support and encouragement, and let you know that I'm definitely proud of you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Encouraging words. I definitely appreciate it, and I need it at times because it does get a bit overwhelming, but I won't stop. So thank you for calling. I look forward to working with you on some upcoming songs, and I'm very grateful to be able to work with you as well.
Likewise. No problem at all.
I appreciate you for calling in, man. You got a Twitter? You got a brand or anything you want to shout out? You want to give any shout outs?
You can listen to some of my work on heartofthepen.com. That's all one word, heartofthepen.com. My Twitter is @heartofthepen. My Facebook is also heartofthepen. This is not about me. I just called for Mango, so. Everybody that's currently listening right now, if you want to follow me, that's all great. But more importantly, please follow Mango. Continue to follow her journey and her songwriting and her music. And God bless everybody.
Boom.
Oh, thank you.
That might be the best shout out I've ever had on this podcast.
Awesome.
Like straight up. He's like, it's not even about me. Don't even worry about it. Y'all do me a favor and go follow Mango. So go follow Mango on Twitter @sweet.
Those are the type of people we need.
What'd
in
you
our
say?
Circle, motivating. I say people like the first two callers, you got to be surrounded by encouraging people who motivate you. It makes a big, big difference.
You're right about that. Every encouragement is it encourages another step forward. So keep the encouraging words coming. Keep the testimonials coming. If you listen to her song, tag her in it. Post it on Instagram. Post it on your Twitter. Post it on your Facebook. You know, tell her what to do. Mango, you know what? I heard your song. I can relate to you. I appreciate you for writing it. You know, just those small things, I promise you guys, help these artists get to that destination of where they're trying to go. And while I'm on that, please hop on your phone, get on your Twitter, follow @sweet_mango, MayNgo. Then get on your Instagram, follow @sweetheart_MayNgo. So Mango, we talked about your relationship. We've talked about, you know, what keeps you going, what keeps you inspired, you know, your family and everything like that. But what are some of the challenges you face being a singer? Because if you think about it, with music, most of the focus is like on hip hop, or I don't know what this new genre is called, hip hop. P.O.P., like the other form of hip-hop with the tattoos on the face and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I'm supposed to include that in hip-hop or not, but what are some of the challenges you face, if any at all, when it comes to submitting your music to, like, a podcast that may be more geared towards hip-hop or something of that nature?
I mean, yeah, I always say, too, that the new R&B is actually the rappers because they changed the game. And I like that new style, but it just seems to have changed so much and so many are kind of sounding the same, and I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, because I do like some of the sounds, but it just do seem like they're the that's the new R&B. But honestly, I have not. Every time I submitted my music, especially on reviews, where people get feedback, they don't know how I look, they don't know me. It's always been positive. I know I submitted it to another radio station. It was unanimous. They loved it. And those people on their reviews, they could be a bit tough. So sometimes it's kind of funny and fun, and you just laughing. And if they can throw a shot, they'll do it just because. So I haven't had any challenges. I think they like the song, maybe because it's probably different. I'm not sure, but I've gotten great feedback from my song and submitted it. Sometimes people do need a little break from the typical rap singing auto-tune music that we hear, so I think they can appreciate. But I've had good feedback from it. These are people who don't know me at all. They don't know how I look or anything like that. So it's just honest feedback.
I know when I received the track, that was my first thought, was like refreshing. Not only that, but the production and the way that the track was put together and just the quality of the track, because I get some real crappy music submitted and it just goes straight to my delete folder, because I just feel like nowadays there's just way too much technology to be lazy in regards to the quality of music that you put out there, what your artwork looks like, and even nowadays, the photos. So when you submitted everything, I was very impressed, because some artists don't even have a bio. They don't even take the time to write what I call a blurb, which is like a summary of the release, whether it be a track, an upcoming track, a video, whatever the case may be. It's just like, you get this video or you get this track, and sometimes you don't even get social media handles. So when I got your package, you had a bio, you had social media handles, you had photos, and not only that, your tracks was your, oh my goodness, your file, your track was renamed. Like, it didn't say to the producer, like, I've gotten tracks where it'd be like, such and such original beat number one. So now I gotta download this track along with all the other 10 tracks that I downloaded and try to remember whose track was such and such beat number one. So I appreciate you for taking pride in your presentation, because that does go a long way and it means a lot.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually a publicist that I've been working with. She's in the Atlanta area. It's called Be the Buzz PR. So I've been working with her, and she actually got the press release together, and that just basically gives a summary of the song and a quick summary of me. And so I've been working with her, and I do want to say, like, the years that I had to sit back, I'll say kind of in the dark, I was able to study. I was able to watch everybody. I was able to take notes. I was able to learn. That's why I say sometimes we kind of get frustrated because things are not moving at the pace we want to, but it's still something you can be doing. So back then, I was just sitting and watching. I watched what everybody did, the mistakes that they made. Anytime I see a poster saying how to submit music, I'm watching and I'm learning. So when that time comes, I may not be able at that time to move how I want or do what I want. When the time comes, I know that I'll be prepared.
Being ready. I'm glad that you said that. You know that you'll be prepared. But before we talk about that, hold that thought. I want to play a track again for those who just tuned in online. I see you in the chat room. I appreciate y'all. I see some more people have joined us on the line. If you're online and you want to call in, please dial area code 1-347-826-7536. Press the number 1 to let us know that you want to speak to the guest or give a shout out, whatever the case may be. But what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to pause that. I'm going to take this caller because I don't like to have the callers waiting. Somebody press one. Okay, press one. Got another caller. So what we're going to do is we're going to say last four digits of your phone number. If you like, you can state your name, but please represent the city that you are calling in from. 0300, you're live on Get Lift Radio. What it do?
Love you, Mango. This is Antoine Wright, CEO of Apex Couture Magazine out of Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Antoine.
Hey, I love you, Mango. Yeah.
Hey.
So listen, you already know. You already know I'm calling in. I'm going to support that baby anywhere you go. Anything you do. I'm in there with you. So yes, man. Yeah, so I wanted to call in and show my support for Mango, man. That, you know, Mango is phenomenal, man. And you know, her talent, her spirit, her drive is everything. And in my time with working with her, we learned a lot and from each other, and we were able to build together, man. And that's why I agree with you a lot when you're talking about entrepreneurship and everything. So, you know, I just had to call in. And you know, you weren't going to get by. You weren't going to slip by.
Thank you. Shout out to Antoine Wright and Apex Couture Magazine. I'm so grateful. I was able to be on the cover of that magazine a few months ago.
Yes.
Such an honor.
I saw that on Twitter.
Sweet DJ.
DJs.
I mean, that was a great opportunity to connect with him, the Fleet DJs. I was able to go to the Fleet DJ barbecue with nothing but DJs, and I'm there like, wow,
yes.
I cannot come here. Thank you to Antoine Wright. So it's just an honor and developing that relationship with him, and I'm grateful. So definitely support it, and my cover issue you can still support as well.
Yes, y'all can. Y'all make sure y'all go to www.apexcouremag.com. Go there and you can check out her cover story, and you can also purchase you a physical copy for just $5 and have it shipped out to you. You know, so.
Nice.
Yes, it's all love. Just go to the cover story column and scroll down. You'll see her cover story. It was lovely. We had, as a matter of fact, Mango, when I get to the Fleet DJ Music Conference this weekend coming up in Raleigh, it's going to be big. Your cover going to be on my shirt. I'm putting that cover on the shirt, too.
Nice.
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
You got you a walking billboard, baby.
Yeah. She gonna be on the shirt, and so we gonna make it big. Matter of fact, I got plenty more printed up, so we gonna make sure that everybody, even all the celebrities that's gonna be there, we gonna get some pictures with them holding it up. We still going with that Mango issue.
Thank you for calling.
Yes sir. So I ain't wanna hold y'all up. I just had to call and support my girl, you know, and I appreciate y'all. On the show, I definitely want to work with y'all. But like old boy said before, man, it's all about Mango, man. Love you, Mango.
All
right, man, y'all hold it down.
I appreciate you for representing Orlando and calling in. I definitely link up with you after the show.
All righty.
All right, man. You have a good one.
You too.
Yes. So, Mango, before we go into your song, I'm going to take another caller. Like I said, I don't like to have nobody wait. So we're going to go ahead and take another caller. You cool with that?
Okay. Definitely.
All right. So here we go. We're going to say the last four digits of your phone number. You can state your name if you like. Please respect the platform. Please respect the guests. 7897, you're live on Get Lifted Radio. What it do?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Mango.
Hello?
Hello. I just wanted to know, well, I wanted to let you know that I love the song Heartbreaker. Like, I really know it by heart now. and also, where do you see yourself in the next couple of years?
Honestly, in the next couple of years, I really plan to have them spread nationwide, overseas, just because stuff is moving at a pretty good pace. So it is my hope, you know, that my music will spread out and keep growing and reaching more levels. That's my hope. I know some people fail. It took them 5 years, 10 years, and they're still not there. But I tell them they're not. People, our story is different. So sometimes for you is what's for you. What took you 10 years may not take the next person 10 years. So that's
right.
my hopes and goals and just.
And will you be making a video for the song soon?
Yes, I am, definitely. I know everybody's been asking about it, so that is in the works, a video for it soon. I am working on that.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right.
Thank you for calling in and showing support. I'm so happy when I get callers. So
where you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, awesome. ATL.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
I appreciate you for calling in. Stay tuned
okay,
in.
Thank you. Okay.
All bye-bye. Right. So, that was a good question. Where do you see yourself in 2 years? Nationwide, worldwide. I like that answer.
Oh, you said 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. 2 years.
Yeah. Where you see yourself in 2 years? That's a nice little goal right there.
A whole different place. That's what I would like to see myself. I know it's been only about a year since I've been consistently doing music again, and
mm-hmm.
it's moving at a good rate. So I would like to see myself, you know, keep progressing.
Definitely. As long as you got supporters behind you, like the ones that have called in so far, and everybody you got showing you love online, and all these different platforms showing you love, Mango, you keep on giving the people what they want, and you keep being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
As a couple of your callers have already said, man, the path is already designed for you. You just got to keep your action behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to get into your song real quick. For those who just tuned in, may not have heard it when we played it earlier, we're going to play it again because it's about Mango. Here we go with Heartbreaker,
mm-hmm.
right here on Get Lifted Radio.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Don't tell me that you care. Rambling on and on how much you love me. You don't mean it. Never did. I wished upon a star that our love never ends. Oh, gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gonna let it go. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. Cause you're gone, heartbreaker, heartbreaker. I thought you were the one, I thought you were the one. But you're just a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Caught up with the wrong. Now I'm sitting by my lonesome. Heartbreaker. Don't tell me how I played you. When you came in unprepared. You fought months and months to try to get me. Just to lose the best you ever had. I
I wish you did your part, so the love would not end. Gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gotta let it go. I don't wanna be friends, I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. Sure gone, you're gone. You took advantage. I'll be laying with someone new by the time you regret it. I just wanna tell you that I'll never take you back.
Yo, 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 yo. That was Heartbreaker by Mango. Make sure y'all stream that on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, wherever you stream music. Search Mango, M-A-Y-N-G-O. Follow her on Twitter, sweet _ M-A-Y-N-G-O. N-G-O, I'm sorry, M-A-Y-N-G-O. Follow her on Instagram, sweetheart _ M-A-Y-N-G-O. So Mango, you had mentioned being ready. You know, you were studying everybody, watching what people were doing, and just, you know, taking notes. And so you wanted to make sure you was ready when you began to start pursuing again, which I feel like is very important. And I wanted to touch back on this because when you're not ready, there's not going to be opportunities that are going to come your way. There's going to be opportunities that you're going to miss because you are not ready. So the fact that you have that mind frame, like, you know, you have to be ready and you've been doing all the things that you need to do to get ready, is probably why your momentum is moving at the pace that it's moving. So keep it up. Keep being ready. Because I promise you, I work with a lot of artists. I miss a lot of opportunities because they're not ready. And it sucks to see people miss out, especially when they're very talented. They miss out because they're not ready. And it's something as simple as having a bio, something that you already got. You know, you'll be surprised. There's been artists that who've been doing music for like 5-10 years, and I'll be like, you have a bio? They'd be like, no. Like,
yeah.
You know, so keep being ready.
Mm-hmm.
Keep being ready. Keep studying. Keep doing your research. Keep asking questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, Mango. Don't be afraid to reach out to people such as myself. And, you know, it sounds like you got some good supporters behind you, some good individuals that are willing to be there and not take advantage of your situation and make sure that you stay on that path for your destination, because people tend to make other people's destination theirs. But as they've been saying, this is about you. So you keep staying connected with people that make the vision about you. Those people that start trying to incorporate their ideas and their vision in your vision, you make sure you get rid of them very quickly, okay?
Yeah, that's one thing I say too. Like, I'm an extremely loyal person, to the fact where even if the situation is not the best for me, I'll do something or stay in it because my loyalty. But with music, it's totally different. I always say anybody is replaceable. They're going to come, they go, they're going to switch up. If I feel like they're not really delivering, if I feel like they got bad energy, if I feel like it's just not a good mix, they got to go. And I mean, it's so that's weird because with my personal life, I'm just forgiving and give chances. But when it comes to music, I guess it's just my passion. If you can't deliver, you got to go. I'll fire more than Diddy. Like, I can't have bad or this and that. You got to go. I'm not going to speak bad on anybody, but it's just weird because that's how I am when it comes to my music. I'm very sweet. I'm still Sweetheart Mango. But when it comes to that, I probably
that's your baby.
I got to get this right. I got to get it right, you know, especially when I'm paying people. So
right. No, for sure. And that's the right attitude to have. You don't have to. One thing about loyalty, it's a tough trait to balance so that you don't harm yourself. I, too, have been there, stayed in business situations, partnerships and things like that, just because I'm a loyal individual and I don't like to give up on those that we say we're building something, you know. So I feel like collectively, no one is supposed to leave anybody behind. It's hard. It is. It's hard to walk away from some situations, and especially when it's close friends and things like that. You intertwine business with those relationships, and now it may affect the friendship as well, because people don't know how to separate the two. So, like I said, you have your head on your shoulders, man. You have some good energy about yourself. And as long as you stay genuine to the passion will stay genuine to you. And you keep your path clear of those energies that don't deserve your light. And like I said, you got my support. Anything I could do for you, any questions that you may have, please don't hesitate. If I don't know the answer, I'm sure I know somebody who does, or I'll find the answer.
Okay, thank you.
You got any encouraging words you want to leave us with?
Yeah. I know that people, they probably see, you know, they see pretty much the final product. They see, she's doing this, and this is really towards artists. I know I've had a couple people reach out to me and it's just like, how do I get started? And they say, I don't know if I'm that good and this and that. And I had to tell them, I kind of give them a little bit of background from how I started and just keep growing and learning. And you got to believe in yourself, even when nobody else does. It's not going to be easy. It's been plenty of nights and days that I've been in tears, that I've been frustrated. I'm not the type of person to put all of my business on Facebook like that. But I do have my mom, have my sister, and when I feel like, oh, this and you know, this, they always give me alternatives or just tell me it'll be okay. So everybody definitely has their struggles, but you have to focus on the solution and not the problem. Because if you dwell in the problem and complain and sit in it, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, it's definitely a struggle financially. Like people say, you have to invest in yourself. Sometimes some people just can't afford it, but you have to make a way. You know, you have to, if you can't afford graphics, if you can't afford certain stuff, you're going to have, guess what? You're going to have to be a graphic designer. Before
right.
I had the stylist I worked with, which I'm not very good at fashion at all. So before I had the fashion stylist that I worked with and that's Touch by Tag, he's from Tallahassee and in Atlanta. He actually learned under Monica's personal stylist. But before I had him, I had to become a stylist and all this, and it gave me a headache. It would take me hours to put something together. But you just have to do what you have to do. So you just have to make a way and make it happen. If it's your passion, you'll find a way to make it work.
I totally agree with you 100%. We have some people that just tuned in. Before we wrap this up and let you go, I definitely want to make sure that I get all your callers in that may have a shout out or a question. If you're on the line, you just tuned in, make sure you press 1. If you want to say something to Mango, we'll state the last 4 digits of your phone number. You can say your name if you like, but please represent your city and where you're calling in from. We'll go with 0831. 0831, you're live on Get Lifted Radio. What it do?
Yeah, so I'm actually Mango's mother. And
so, hi, Mom. I don't even know your mom by heart, so when she said the last part, I didn't know because I got her program. Which she that means she offended that I didn't know her phone number. But I don't know that I tried to tell her back then, like, Mom, because cell phones, we program the number. She's like, I bet you know so-and-so last four of their number. Hey,
I felt Mom.
I wanted to let everyone know about Mango being my daughter, but the apple don't fall too far from the tree. I'll let you guys know that.
Nice.
But I am so actually proud of my daughter in her zealous ways and how she's very persistent, because a lot of times I'm actually here in Phoenix, Arizona with my boyfriend Dell, and we have been tuning in to the broadcast here. So just so actually so proud of Mango. I'm calling her out on her stage name.
My artist name.
Your artist name, but I have to get used to that because
Mom,
I'm
Mom
the one
is being nice right now. Mom is being nice right now.
I'm the one that named her, so I have to kind of remember the author's name.
Yeah.
But Ashin, definitely, Ashin, I can definitely say that because that's a part of her real name. But again, I'm so proud of Mango. And anyone that's listening to her song, she has always had the voice.
Nice.
I mean, coming up, she has always had the voice. And just to hear her singing, and it just comes out. You know, some people have to kind of practice or work very hard. But with Mango, it comes out. And at my job, even my manager goes and follow Mango. He's my manager.
Nice.
Over the whole corporation.
And
that is
awesome.
Always say, well, yeah, he see I seen Mango, I seen your daughter here and there, and so he's actually following her and some of my other coworkers that's doing the same. So we're actually just so proud of her. I'm just going to support her in any way that I can. Even when that video comes up, you guys tune in. I just may be in it.
Oh, Lord. Mom getting her debut.
Oh, Lord.
I know I do want to thank all the supporters that has been calling in and supporting her. Because when you have true supporters, I always tell my daughter, whenever you can benefit from someone and someone can benefit you, it's going to work out really great for both of you.
That is absolutely correct. I'm a firm believer in that myself.
Yes. So I did want to call in and say that me and Dell is supporting you so much, and we're so proud of you.
Thank y'all for calling. See, they've been there, my mom, my father too, he's not online, but they're the ones, they've been there since the beginning. Anytime, Mom, you know, between you and me, I'm texting y'all, I'm frustrated. What's the problem? And they always find a way to fix it, and then it's fine. So they're the ones that say, so Facebook don't see that, but they definitely, they see it when I'm frustrated, and they always find a way to encourage me and give me alternatives or something to make it work. So those are my go-to person. I don't think my brother is tuning. He's actually in Korea in the Army. He told me he would set his alarm to tune in because they're like a 26-hour time.
Yeah, their time difference is crazy.
Yeah, but the fact that he said that was, I appreciated it, you know, either way. So I'm just very grateful for the support. It's things that, you know, that's what I say. I just want to make sure my family is good. I have everything I want pretty much and need. So at this point,
you know, even outside of the music, that's just my goal. Make sure everybody is good. Everybody is straight. That's just my number one goal because I'm good. I got everything.
True Mango.
I'm starting a foundation. It's in the works. I won't say the name of it, but it's definitely in the works. So I'm getting ready to launch that very soon.
Nice. Mom, okay, I appreciate you for calling in.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Love you, Mango. Guys, again, I'll have to think of the name I'm going to say. But thanks again to all the supporters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Love you.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome, Mango. That really is. A lot of people struggle with just that one little factor right there, you know, having the support of Mom and the fact that your family is behind you and you could hear in your mom's voice like she's genuinely proud of you. So,
yeah, but I do tell people I had to earn that. A lot of people think that family will just naturally support you, and they won't. I had to prove, I got to prove to family just like I have to prove to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes. So definitely they support, but I had to earn it. They had to see the growth. They had to see stuff happening. So sometimes all we got is ourselves.
Right.
That alone, we just keep pushing. And we see the vision, but we have to make everybody else see it.
Not only see it, but they have to understand it. Because most of the time they see it, but they don't understand it. You know? So
yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate the encouraging words that you left us with. I definitely so glad I took that phone call from your mother. This has been an awesome podcast interview. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your Sunday and spending a little time with us here on Get Lifted Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored and happy to be able to do interviews like this because I do not really put my business on Facebook. For my own reasons, so I'm happy whenever I'm asked certain questions and I'm able to speak on certain things, and I'm very grateful for being able to do that. I just don't think Facebook really is the platform for some things, so I'm grateful for interviews. I feel like that's the best way for people to get to know me, and I'm happy to be able to do it and happy to do this interview today.
Nice. Well, we wait for that video. I want all the new tracks. I just want all the information. I'm the news platform. Send me all the information.
I got some shout-outs. We got some time for shout-outs.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and give some shout-outs for sure.
I got a little list of shout-outs, but I got to show them some love. Definitely Apex Couture Magazine, who I was on the cover of, Antoine Wright. He's the CEO. He came on there. Family, my brother who's in Korea, my mom, my sister, Mika, her boyfriend, everybody there. Shell G-Man, I'm tuning in to her lives. I know we ain't supposed to like drama, but they're always entertaining. She did share
hey,
some followers, so I appreciate that. Some of the sponsors that I had on the magazine cover issue, Bold and Classy Boutique, Flame Man, ENT, Junior J, who is an artist in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here by Denise DeLovey. She's an R&B singer. She's pretty dope. I've shared a couple of her videos. Also Good Banana Pudding, Ken's Fitness and Nutrition, Adu Clothing, TKS Printing, Solomon, Diamond Eyes Photography, Flex the Unstoppable, who I work with, Heart of the Pen, he came on.
Nice.
TJ Chapman, who is the manager, he's actually the manager of B.O.B., the rapper,
yeah.
And Trap Beckham, who's from here. He was very
supportive. He does the reviews, right?
Yes, he does the reviews and just has that platform. And we did a live Skype review via Facebook, and that a month or so ago, it had 11,000 views. So that's definitely helping spread
nice.
The song. Miss On Point, she's with Team Bigger Rankin. She helped get me placed on 50 Cent's website.
Nice. Shout out to Miss On Point. This is Sydney.
Somebody out. Zeno Payne, songwriter I'm working with, Chanel Dunn. She's another songwriter. Valerie Clemens, she shared the show, Flex the Unstoppable. CJ Lewis, my choreographer. Make sure I'm not leaving nobody out. So just everybody who supports me. Oh, Mario Escobar, Edwin Photography. I know he did the photography for Lil Duval. He had an event here for like a block party. I touched my tag. So just everybody who supports me and I work with. Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with more people. And just thank you everybody who tuned in. And I appreciate the feedback and y'all's support.
Nice. Hey, that was like, you ready for the Grammy. Mango is ready. Look, she said she was ready. Like, she came with a whole Grammy shout-out list. That's okay. What I'm talking about. Artists don't even like to give credit to the producer.
Oh, the producer. ADOT the God is the person who produced the song. So shout-out to him. Also, I left out Tony Keys. That was actually the first person I really recorded with, and he made it very comfortable for me in his studio because I tried to record a couple years before, and it was just very uncomfortable and not a good situation, so it scared me. But when I started again, I recorded with him, so I definitely got to show love to him for just making it a comfortable environment and being patient with me several years ago.
Nice. That is important for sure, especially with females in a recording studio. So, well, Mango, man, like I said, Heartbreaker, definitely on my playlist. If it's not on your playlist, you need to hop on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Apple Music, all the whole nine yards of the streaming platforms and add it. Go follow her on her Twitter, sweetheart_Mango, the Twitter is sweet. _Mango, MayNGO. Instagram is sweetheart _MayNGO. And if you got any more songs or anything like that you want us to get in rotation, make sure you email them to us, okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope you got some sun over there in Florida.
Yeah, it's hot. I'm thinking about having me a drink at the pool.
Hey, a nice that's pool. Relax a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and thank you again for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Here we go. We're going to close this thing out with Heartbreaker by Mango. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Get Lifted _Radio. You can also like us on Facebook, Get Lifted Radio. And as always, stay blessed, stay safe, stay connected. Peace.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Don't tell me that you care. Rambling on and on how much you love me. You don't mean it, never did. I wished upon a star that our love never ended. Gonna let it go. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody
how I played you. When you came in unprepared, you fought months and months to try to give me, just to lose the best you ever had. I wish you did your part, so the love would not end. Gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gotta let it go. I don't wanna be friends, I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. You're gone, you're gone. Took advantage. I'll be laying with someone new by the time you regret it. I just wanna tell you that I'll never take it back.